Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a guest, Tori Crow. Good morning, Tori.
Good morning.
Tori, you've just not too long ago been to the National Catholic Youth Conference, and that was in Indianapolis. So I want to know about all the kinds of things that go on at the National Youth Conference.
Well, at this conference, it's a gathering of over 25,000 Catholic high schoolers who all share the same belief and faith, and we go through general sessions every evening and morning where we listen to really powerful and important keynote speakers who are very well known in our religion, and we have breakout sessions too where we can go and listen to other speakers, and at the same time you're meeting all these people from all over the country, and you would have never thought you could do that, and it's achievable at this conference.
You did say 25,000.
Yes.
that's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is. And they come from all over the United States. Do any come from outside of the United States?
Well,
Puerto Rico or nothing.
We had a cardinal, I can't remember where from. He was from down south by Mexico. He came and celebrated Mass with us. So that was cool to have him as a visitor.
Yes. So, Tori, I'm assuming, I know, that you get well acquainted with some of those folks. You know, what's kind of the follow-up? This was held in November, but, you know, tell us a bit about the follow-up to that.
Well, I talk to these people like every day. They're some of my closest friends now. It's great to have those kind of people on your back. You don't see them every day, but they're always there to talk or video chat. With today's technology, it's really easy to do that kind of stuff. And we're already planning a reunion for the summer or sometime in spring.
Great. Yeah, can you imagine, Tori, before this time when you would have to write a letter and you take weeks to
I'd be really sad because I couldn't talk to my friends every day.
That's right. That would have been much, much different. So now, Tori, you had a very special part in this particular national conference.
Yes, I was one of the 50 or so animators picked from around the country, around the nation, And it was just a spectacular opportunity because I got the chance to be on stage in front of those 25,000 people and sing and dance. And the role as an animator is to animate everyone else. And why they have youth do it and not adults is because they want it to be a youth-led conference. Because if it's just led by adults, the other kids won't want to be involved.
Not so much, yes. And, you know, I'm glad you said about animator, because when I think animator, I think of, you know, somebody drawing the cartoons at Disney or something. That's not what you're doing.
Nope. I'm singing and smiling at everyone and just having a bunch of energy that can hopefully spread to them, too.
So how did you get selected? I mean, 50 out of all these people, and I'm sure there were hundreds of people who applied.
Yes.
What's the process when this is a national conference?
Well, I found out that there was this program on the website one day. I was just checking out to see what the theme for this year's conference was. And so I clicked on the tab that said animator, and there was this process of filling out a bunch of questions, getting letters of recommendation, and then you had to make videos of yourself. And one was an introduction video where you just had to talk about yourself, what you're involved in, what's important to you about your faith, why you want to be an animator. And the other video was the talent video where you sing, dance, or speak, or do random selections of those three. And I did all three just because I wanted to cover them all.
Because you're talented in all those areas. I mean, you have something to offer in all of those areas. How long have you been doing dance?
Oh, I've danced since I was about 3 years old at Dance Atlantic. So, yeah, I love it so much. It's like a second home to me.
So, you know, when you started at three, obviously, I'm sure you did it because it's fun, and maybe your friends were doing it and so on. But, you know, thinking about those possibilities, I mean, did that ever occur to you that as you went through dance that does kind of open some doors for you?
I never really thought about it until now that it's happened, because it's really cool. Like, I've always just danced because I enjoy it. It's a good way to stay in shape, and you have really good balance and other sports and everything. So I never thought it amount to dancing in front of that many people and having that honor.
So it opened some doors for you. We should say we're visiting with Tori Crow. And who are your parents?
Dottie and Randall Krogh.
We should give them a little credit there with all their support. Now, you mentioned it does help in other sports. What sports do you play?
Oh, well, my main sport is soccer. I really enjoy it. I've played that forever, too.
Really?
And I'd love to play in college, but I have some injuries I'm dealing with right now. So I just play it for fun, really. And I help coach with the YMCA and other Council Bluffs Youth Soccer Association. I'm a certified coach for that. So
yeah. There you go. That's another opening that sometimes, you know, is we don't think about those possibilities. But working with youth, what age do you work with at the Y in Council Bluffs?
Oh, all ages. I've usually had the U10 group for soccer, which is kids 10 and younger. And I love being around little kids. I also teach first grade catechism on Sundays. So,
do you think that's something that will be in your future?
Yes, absolutely. I love it, and it's easy to do, and it's very heartwarming.
And what year are you in high school?
I'm a junior.
Okay, got another year, but you're already thinking, I think, pretty strongly about what you want to do when you get out of high school. Have you picked out a college yet?
I have four that are on the top of my list, and that's Benedictine down in Atchison, Kansas, Franciscan University of Steubenville in Ohio, Notre Dame in Indiana, and then Creighton University over in Omaha. And I'd like to study theology and hopefully become a teacher or work for some foundation of some sort, like the one that sponsors NCYC.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, all of these experiences you're having certainly sets a background for what opportunities might be out there.
Absolutely.
And what are some of your other outside of school activities right now?
I am a waitress at the Downtowner. I'm also on the radio sometimes.
You belong to other groups? Any groups that you want?
Well, through school, I'm also the secretary of student council. I'm the secretary of the junior class. I'm vice president of AHS Fuel, which is the school spirit club at the high school. I'm also in journalism, where I'm an editor and the anchor of our weekly news show, Eye of the Needle, with another gal. And I do a lot, but I mean,
how do you make all that happen?
I just stay focused, and I keep a really good calendar.
Yeah. Where would we be without our calendars? And
absolutely.
I'll bet it's on your phone.
Yes.
Always with you. Let's talk a little. I want to go back to the National Catholic Youth Conference a bit. What you mentioned, there's a theme. What was the theme this year?
Oh, yeah. This year's theme was Here I Am, Lord. And they choose a different theme every year that they can elaborate on and just gather people into one common ground. Mm-hmm. And with Here I Am, Lord, the speakers base their speeches off of that and do different things with that. And all the music is based off of the theme. And so we had tons of different versions of Here I Am, Lord, Here Am I, Lord, and like all these different things. And it was very cool. I think they already picked out a theme for the next conference, which is in 2 years, and it's just called.
Called.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm sure your presentation as an animator also was around that theme.
Yeah. Well, with all the songs, we had general group dances during the general sessions where it'd be to the songs. Here I Am by John and Gotti was a huge one. That was like the first one we did. So
now this was a group presentation. Did you do this as a group?
Or
did you do this as an individual?
There were group numbers, and then we all did that together, but there were certain ones of us who got picked to do other special roles.
Like, but these people are from all over. How did you practice? I mean, how did you make that happen?
We went to Marion University in Indianapolis back in July, where we learned all the music and the dances and videotaped it all. And then it was shared with us so we could practice over time. And then we went a day early for the conference.
Make it happen. Mm-hmm. So, Tori, if some youth, you know, they say, well, why would you do that? Give us kind of a little motivation sentence or two. Why should youth be interested in going to the National Catholic Youth Conference?
I think they should be interested because when I went my first time, I was nervous for how many people were there, but then my eyes were opened at how I could spend this time with kids who share the same exact ideals as me, and I can just hang out with them and constantly be smiling, and it was one of my favorite moments in my life, and I was inspired to do it again.
Okay, we want to thank you very much, Tori Kroll, for visiting with us today. Till next time, here's the thought. When you have confidence, you can have a lot of fun. When you have fun, you can do amazing things.